Welcome back. Well, I trust that you've gotten clear on the area of life that you're going to be focusing on for this program. Remember, either career, relationships, or your physical health. And once you've chosen that area, and only once you've chosen that area, you can then move on to the next exercise. And the next exercise is this. Right now, I'd like you to turn to the page in your workbook that's titled Your Current Experience of Life. And what you're going to do on that page is write in the blank spot at the top the area of life that you're focusing on, whether it's going to be career, relationships, or health. So just fill in that blank. And you're going to have 4 minutes to describe this area of life as it is for you currently. And here's what's really important about this. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself. Now, if you've ever seen before and after pictures in magazines, you know, you've got the before picture and then you've got the after picture. My question for you is this. What's more important, the before picture or the after picture? The after picture. The after picture is infinitely more important. But if we want to get from point A to point B, we have to first know where point A is. And there's so many people that go through life that are unwilling to take a look at where they really are in order to get to where they want to go. And this is the first important step. If, for example, you wanted to go on the internet and find driving directions to New York City, the driving directions are going to be completely different if you're leaving from California versus leaving from Iowa, for example. So in moving you towards your goals and your ideal vision of life, we need to take an accurate assessment of where you really are right now. So please be brutally honest with yourself as you write this down and you take this assessment. You have 4 minutes to describe this current area of your life. Ready, begin. So how's this area currently going for you? What's not working the way you want? What aren't you doing that you wish you were? And how does that make you feel about yourself? How are you currently behaving in this area of your life? What emotional states do you currently live in on a regular basis in this area? Do you experience states of frustration or overwhelm? Or fear? What are you dissatisfied with in this area of your life? Now, there may be some things that are going very well, but you want them to be better. So, in order to make them better, really take a hard look. What you'd like to be doing instead of some of the things that you're currently doing. And just keep writing. because there are some things that need to be righted in your life. How else is this area going? And how's it affecting the people around you? Pour it all out. Take a good look at this area of your life. All right. Now, as you wrap up your writing, come right back into the room, right back into now, and let's chat. As you were writing and taking a current assessment of that area of your life, it may have brought some stuff up for you. Now, realize that if you have stuff that comes up at any point during this program, especially in this particular CD, because this is about digging up the stuff so we know what to get rid of, but realize that if the stuff comes up, that's something to get excited about. Because what that means is that you're well on your way to solving it. Remember this, a problem well stated is a problem half solved. And until we've become aware of what the problem is, how the heck are we going to get rid of it? You know, there's some people that go through their lives saying, there's no weeds in my garden, no weeds in my garden, no weeds in my garden. I say, hey, if there's weeds in the garden, recognize them, pull them out, and move on. So what this is about being honest with yourself and where the issues lie. Because it's only then that we can transform our lives. So if you get stuff that comes up, you get excited. All right, one more time. Stuff comes up, what do you get? Excited. Very good. All right, because that means that we're halfway there. Problem well stated is a problem half solved. Now, it's about time that we talked about time. Now, you may have heard before that the past and the future don't exist. There's only the now. And it really is true. The past and the future are only constructs in the mind. Now, I get people that come to me all the time, and they ask me the question, Chris, is the future predestined? And I tell them, yes, it is. Your future is predestined. But it's not set in stone. You see, you have some future that's out there waiting for you. The future that's waiting for you is based upon what you're doing, what you're thinking, and what you're believing in the now. That's creating some future every single day as you move forward. But the future's like a liquidy, plasticky substance that can be molded and shaped the way we choose. And the way that you take charge of your future is to take charge of the present, to take charge of what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're believing in the now. Then the question becomes, how do we take charge of what we're doing, thinking, and believing in the now? And the answer is neurological repatterning. And we'll get to that later on. But right now, what we need to do first is identify what future we're currently creating based upon our current belief systems and behaviors. Now, Aristotle spoke of the stream of time as far back as Physics 4. When Sir Isaac Newton later spoke of time, he described it as being like a railroad track, like a line that stretched infinitely in two directions. But when Einstein came up with the theory of relativity, one of the things that he pointed out was that you couldn't separate time from space. So time was not a line, but it was rather shaped in some way, perhaps even curved. So Einstein's notion of time went back to time being more like a stream once again. And also in the theory of relativity, Einstein said that each of us has our own notion of time based upon our point of observation. So if you would have asked Einstein, he would have said that each of us has our own time stream. Now remember, as I said before, that imagination is everything. All of our problems are problems of imagination, and all of our solutions are solutions of imagination. Your imagination is what led you to where you are right here, right now, listening to this audio series. And your imagination will be what continues to lead you to where you go tomorrow. Now, when I speak of your personal time stream or the stream of time, this is just in your imagination. It's how you imagine time. But remember, Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. And brilliant minds throughout time have had the ability to work with the faculty of imagination to drive things forward in powerful ways. Richard Branson, who's a multi-billionaire and founder of the Virgin Companies, says that one of his favorite pastimes is fantasizing about the future. In fact, it reminds me of the story of Roy Disney upon the opening of Epcot Center in Florida. One of the reporters that was there at the time approached him and said, "Roy, you know, it's too bad that Walt Disney never got to see this." And Roy said, "What are you talking about? Walt saw this. That's why you're standing here today." There was a famous Olympian long jumper who once said, "You can only jump as far as you first jumped in your mind." You know how Einstein created the theory of relativity? He imagined himself riding on the tip of a beam of light, and he wondered if he looked in a mirror at a clock behind him, if that clock would stop or if it would actually turn backwards. And he also wondered if somebody else were riding on a beam of light next to him, and if he were to shine a flashlight over at that other person, would the light actually hit the other person or would it go behind them? Now, I'm inviting you to step into the same circle of brilliance of these great minds and visionaries and begin to actively work with the faculty of your imagination. You see, you're constantly using your imagination anyway. But what we're going to learn soon is how to use the faculty of your imagination with volition. Now, you have a past and you have a future. Now, I'm wondering, how do you imagine the past to be? Like in relationship to your body, where do you imagine the past to be? Just go ahead and pick a direction and point so you know where the past is. And some people would point behind them or to the left or to the right or up or down, but pick a direction and point. Where's the past for you? Now, this isn't real. It's just the way you imagine it to be, or that you think about it, or that you consider it to be. So once you've pointed to the past, go ahead and do that. Then go ahead and point to where the future seems like it is for you. Could be directly in front of you, off to the left, or off to the right, or up or down. Any direction in relationship to your body. So go ahead and point where the future is. Now notice that by having the past in one direction, the future in another, that sort of implies a stream or a direction. That would be your time stream. And it's just in your imagination once again. This isn't real. It's just in your imagination. But so are all of your defeats and all of your victories. Now in a moment, what you're going to do is in your imagination, you're going to rise up above the stream of time. And you're going to float out into the future and explore the future. You're going to notice where you're headed currently. Now for this, what I'm going to ask you to do once again is to be brutally honest with yourself. Because what we're still getting is part of the before picture. We're looking at where you're really headed. Realize this. In life, we don't get what we want. We get what we expect. And remember, no expectations are expectations of no. So what I'm going to have you do in a moment is imagine, much like Einstein did, riding out into the future, above the future stream of time. And I'm going to have you check a couple of dates in the future. We'll go to 3 years, 1 year, 6 months, and 3 months. And I want you to check where you're currently headed in this area of life that you've chosen to focus on. And just be honest with yourself. I don't want you to try to think positively or try to think negatively. You know, there's some people in the field that'll have you go out and imagine the most horrible, awful things that you could possibly have happen in order to motivate you. And while the field is wide enough to have discrepancies, I'm okay with that. We know that in life, what we focus on tends to be what we get. So I'm not going to purposefully have you imagine things that you don't want to have happen in your future. However, I am going to ask for you to be honest with yourself because you do have some future that's waiting for you out there. You currently have unconscious expectations of the future in this specific context of life that you're focusing on. And expectation rules outcome. So as you go through this exercise, the goal is not to try to think of the most positive thing or try to think of the most negative thing, because anybody can do that. What I want you to do is just be honest with yourself as you go out into the future, take a look, and notice what your unconscious really expects to be there. And I'm going to have you write these things down, because once again, remember, a problem well stated is a problem half solved. So be honest with yourself. One time I was going through this exercise myself, and I went out into the future to 3 years, and I noticed that my career was going spectacularly well. However, I was stressed out of my mind, and I was just being honest with myself. Now, I could have paved it over and said, oh, no, I'll just think positively about it. It won't be that way. But had I done that, I would have just been in denial. So instead, what I did was I wrote down that I was stressed out of my mind. Then what I could do is come back and change it in the here and now. I was empowered because I had noticed it. And I made the changes that I had to make so I could drive things forward in a far more harmonious and playful way. And so what I'm suggesting is that you can really be honest with yourself. As you go out in the future, you may only notice things that you like, or you may only notice things that you don't like, or you may notice a combination of the two. In either case, make sure that you write it down and that you note it. Now, this is just in your imagination. This is an imaginary voyage, if you will. So right now, what I'd like you to do is open up your workbook to the pages that are titled 3 years, 1 year, 6 months, and 3 months. They're four pages, one after the other. And what you're going to do is you're going to look at each individual page and at the top of it, write the date that it would be 3 years from now, 1 year from now, 6 months from now, and 3 months from now. So go ahead and take 1 minute to put those dates at the top of those pages. Ready, go. So remember, you're just writing the dates at the top of each of those four pages to prepare yourself for the journey of consciousness that we're about to take. Okay, now, it's time to take a mental journey. And for this, you want to make sure that you're in a quiet space where you're not going to be disturbed, and you have about 15 minutes, because this is going to be a closed-eye process. And for this process, you also want to have your workbook in your lap and have a pen handy, because you're going to be doing some writing during the process. So what I'm about to have you do is to have you imagine rising up above now. Not yet, but in a moment. And then you're going to imagine floating out into the future above the stream of time. Out to the 3-year point, and you're going to drop down inside that date and take a look around. Notice what's happening for you at 3 years. Now, when you do this, remember you're looking specifically in the context of life that you've chosen to focus on here. If you notice some other context of your life, well, just fast forward or rewind the movie to the right part and notice how this specific context of life is going for you, because that's what we're out there checking. And then while you remain out there, I'm going to have you open your eyes and begin to write down on the appropriate page, whether it be 3 year, 1 year, 6 months, or 3 months, everything that's happening out there, everything that you notice. Now, you may see things, or you may just get feelings of what's out there, or you may just write down what makes sense would be out there. However you do it is fine. So right now, get your manual in your lap, open up to the page that says 3 years in the future, and close your eyes. And now, just go ahead and rise right up in the air, all the way up above now, above the stream of time in your imagination. So that as you look down on now seems very small and insignificant down below you, and you've got the past stretched off in one direction, and the future in another. And this is your personal time stream. Now, just go ahead and begin to float all the way out into the future, above the stream of time. Floating all the way out into the future, above your time stream. Until you arrive in your imagination right now. Right up above that date, 3 years in the future, so that you're looking down on it. And as you're right up above that date now, just go ahead and drop right down inside that date, 3 years in the future. so that you're inside of it, looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right there inside that date 3 years in the future. And as you're out there now, notice. Just go ahead and notice how this area of your life is going for you 3 years in the future. What are you doing 3 years in the future? What are you feeling? And be honest with yourself, because you may like what's out there, or you may not. But do be honest with yourself. Take a look around and notice what your unconscious expects 3 years in the future. And now, remaining 3 years in the future, go ahead and open your eyes and begin to write down in your manual what's out there. What are you doing 3 years in the future? Write it down. And once again, you may notice things that you like, or you may notice things that you don't like. But in either case, be honest with yourself. Write down any emotions that you're feeling. What are you thinking 3 years in the future? How's this area of your life going? Just write it all down. What's happening for you out there? Now, you may notice rich, vivid images, or you may just get feelings of what's out there, or you may just write down what you think is out there, or what makes sense would be out there, based on the direction you're heading in your life. If you feel any emotions as you're doing this, write those emotions down as well. Be honest with yourself. Now take about 30 seconds to wrap up your feelings of what's out there at the 3-year point. Just write it all down. Very good. Now, go ahead and close your eyes once again. And as you close your eyes now, rise above it. Rise all the way back up in the air, above the stream of time. And now, it's time to begin to float back toward now, but not all the way. Because I want you to stop, this time, right up above the date, 1 year in the future. And as you stop now, right up above the date, 1 year in the future, just go ahead and drop right down inside that date. Drop right down inside that date, 1 year in the future. So that you're looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right there inside that date, 1 year in the future. And once again, notice how this area of your life is going. Now, you may need to fast forward or rewind the movie to the appropriate context of life, but I want you to notice how this area of your life is going for you 1 year in the future. What are you doing 1 year in the future? What are you thinking? How are you feeling? And as you're out there 1 year in the future now, remaining 1 year in the future, go ahead and open your eyes. And as you do, turn to the page marked 1 year in the future and begin to write down in your workbook what's out there. What are your expectations of that 1 year point? How's this area of your life going 1 year in the future? Just write it all down. Just allow your pen to write whatever it needs to write. Writing the things in your life at the 1 year point. What's out there?
How do you feel about this area of your life in 1 year? How's it going? And be honest with yourself. What are you doing 1 year in the future? What are you thinking? Write it all down. Are there any emotions that are present? Write those down. And take about 30 seconds now to wrap up your thoughts of what's out there at the 1 year point. Very good. Now, once again, go ahead and close your eyes. It's time to rise above it. So go ahead and rise all the way up and rise up above the stream of time. And as you rise above the 1 year point, it's time to begin to float back toward now, but not all the way. Pause this time above the date, 6 months in the future. And as you pause now above the date, 6 months in the future, just go ahead and float right down inside this state, 6 months in the future. Float down inside of it so that you're inside of it, looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right there, 6 months in the future. And as you're now, 6 months in the future, look around and notice how this area of your life is going for you, 6 months in the future. Do you like it? Do you not? Are you happy with what's out there? Or are you not? Just notice. And as you're 6 months in the future now, once again, open your eyes and turn your workbook to the page marked 6 months in the future and begin to write down what's out there at the 6 month point. Just write it all down. What's going on for you 6 months in the future? How's this area of your life going? What are you doing 6 months in the future? What are you not doing 6 months in the future? Just write it all down. Now, you may like what's out there, or you may not. In either case, write it down and be honest with yourself. What's going on 6 months in the future? What do you think is out there? What makes sense would be out there? Just let it flow. Let your pen write whatever it needs to write in your life. Very good. And take 30 seconds to wrap up what's out there at the 6 month point. And now, close your eyes once again. And as you close your eyes, rise above this date, all the way up above the stream of time. And as you rise above this date now, there's one more stop to make. So as you begin to float back toward now, pause right up above that date, 3 months in the future. And as you pause above the date, 3 months in the future, go ahead and drop right down inside this date now, 3 months in the future, so that you're inside of it, looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right there inside of it at the 3-month point. And notice how this area of your life is going at 3 months. Now you may need to fast forward or rewind the movie to the appropriate context of your life once again. But notice how it's going. Are you happy with it? Is it going the way you want or not? Be honest with yourself. And now, go ahead and open your eyes, remaining 3 months in the future. And turn your workbook to the page marked 3 months in the future. And begin to write it down. Write down what's out there at 3 months in the future. What are you doing 3 months in the future? What are you feeling 3 months in the future? How's this area of your life going? Are you happy with it or not? What's going on for you out there? Be honest. What do you expect at 3 months? What do you think is out there? Just write it all down. Write it down. How's this context of your life 3 months in the future? If you're feeling any emotions, write those down. Very good. And now, take 30 seconds to wrap up your thoughts of what's out there at the 3-month point. Write it all down. Get it all out. What does your unconscious expect? And now, close your eyes one final time and rise above it. Rise above the stream of time at the 3-month point and just go ahead and float all the way back above now, right back down into the room and right back down into now. Welcome back. All right. Now we've done two exercises so far on this CD. We've taken a look at your current experience of this context of your life, and we've gone out into the future to notice what were your unconscious expectations of 3 year, 1 year, 6 months, and 3 months. Because your future expectations are created by what you're doing, what you're thinking, and what you're believing here in the now. Now, the next piece is this. We're going to identify what limiting decisions you must have made about life that would cause you to have the current experience of life that you do and the current expectations of the future that you do. Now, here's the deal. Sometimes when people go out in the future, they come back and they say, Chris, I didn't see anything in my future. Does that mean I have no future? No. What that means is you've got a blank slate and you can put anything you want out there. And we're going to talk about how to do that later in this program. Now, sometimes people will go out in the future and they'll say, Chris, I saw all things that I want out there. Does that mean I'm wasting my time here? No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is if you see things that you want, great. But why not augment them, add to them, or make them happen even faster? I'll give you an example of where I did this in my own life. Now, I've gone through this process that you're going through now many times on my own so that I could have my own breakthroughs. And one time I was going through this process in the context of my career, and I noticed that at the 3-year point, everything was going just the way I wanted. I was working with tens of thousands of people all over the world, helping them to transform their lives. I was making all sorts of money. Everything was great in the context of my career. But then when I came back, I asked myself the question, when did I decide that I couldn't make it happen faster? And I identified the limiting decision that I couldn't make it happen in 3 months rather than 3 years. And I got to share with you something. When I got rid of that limiting decision, that boundary condition of my thinking, I ended up getting my 3-year career goals in just 3 months and my 3-year financial goals in just 3 months as well. So if you notice things in your future and they were all things that you liked, get excited because you can still ask yourself the question, What limiting decisions must I have underlying that that couldn't make it happen faster or that couldn't augment the process? Now, sometimes people will go out in their future and they'll see things that they don't like. They'll say, oh, it was just full of things that I didn't want. And I say to you, get excited too if that's the case. Because remember we said before, a problem well stated is a problem half solved. How are you going to do anything about it until you know that it's there? So if you noticed a bunch of stuff in your future that you didn't like, just get excited. And you'll ask yourself the question, what decisions must you have made or what must you have decided to have that current expectation of the future? Quick example. There was a Catholic priest in the audience of a program that I was teaching in Portland, Oregon. And after he had explored the future, he came back to me and he said, Chris, he said, I went out in the future and there was a coffin in my future and I was in it. And I said, write that down as a limiting decision in your manual. Because think about it for a second. Is that a limiting decision or what? Now, he was able to get rid of that limiting decision, and I'm happy to say that he's alive and well today. So let's talk a little bit about limiting decisions. First off, what is a limiting decision? Well, it's any statement about life or about your capabilities or what's possible for you that limits you in some way. You could consider any limiting belief to be a limiting decision, because any belief that we have is always preceded by the decision, either consciously or unconsciously, to accept that belief in our life. Now remember, a belief is nothing more than a feeling of conviction about something. It's a feeling of conviction about what's true, right, real, or possible for you in your life. Now, as I mentioned before, our beliefs are always preceded by the decisions to accept those beliefs. So my preference is to work directly with a limiting decision to have even accepted that belief in your life in the first place. Now, your decisions determine your destiny, both your empowering decisions as well as your disempowering or your limiting decisions. The person who decides that they will one day be the president of the United States is going to have a completely different life experience than the person who decides that they'll never amount to anything. Now, what types of limiting decisions do people make? Well, I don't know. Some people have made the decision that you have to work hard to make money. Others have made the decision that life is a struggle and they've got to struggle to succeed. I had a limiting decision at one point that I didn't have all the resources I needed to succeed. You see, when I first wanted to get into this field, I had the belief that I didn't have the money that it would take to do it, and I didn't have the education. And this was based on a global decision that I had made that I didn't have the resources to succeed. And what was interesting was that I wasn't even consciously aware of this decision. It was an unconscious decision that was running my life and determining what I'd even look for to be possible in my life. When I got rid of this decision, my whole life changed. In fact, a good friend came to me one day and pointed out that it was a limiting decision, and I'll be grateful to him for the rest of my life. And I'm hoping that I can be that kind of a friend to you now. Other types of limiting decisions that people make in life? Well, sometimes people will have made the decision, I can't have a great relationship, or I wasn't meant to have a great relationship, or relationships never last. Or they might have limiting decisions in the context of health, such as I can't weigh my ideal weight, or thin people are superficial, or I'm not a healthy person in the first place. All of these types of limiting decisions will prevent somebody from moving powerfully forward and actualizing their full potential. So the next step is for you to ask yourself the question, what must I have decided to cause me to have this current experience of life and the current expectations of the future that I do? And I want you to turn in your workbook to the page marked limiting decisions and begin to list the limiting decisions that you have. Now, limiting decisions are oftentimes phrased as I can't type statements. Like, I can't make the money I want to make, or I can't have that relationship, or I can't have money and be spiritual. Those types of statements. So right now, take 5 minutes to look back over the pages where you've written down your current experience of life, as well as your unconscious expectations of the future, and ask yourself the question, what limiting decisions must you have, and list those limiting decisions on the limiting decision page. Ready, begin. So what have you decided? What decisions have you made, either consciously or unconsciously, that have prevented you from having all that you are meant to have? List those decisions. And they should be in nutshell type statements. It's not possible to X, or I can't have X. Remember that decisions are possibility filters. They filter what's even possible for you in life. So take an honest assessment of the decisions you've made. These form the boundary conditions of your current thought, or your current thinking. These form the boundary conditions of your model of the world. So in order to expand your mind, you first got to explore your limits. What have you decided? These are the things that are preventing you from creating all that you want in your life. And remember, a problem well stated is a problem half solved. As you examine your current experience and your unconscious expectations of the future, what are the underlying assumptions or decisions? Just list them all. Keep writing them down. What else have you decided? And what else? All right, good work. Now, remember, as I've stated time and time again, that a problem well stated is a problem half solved. So if you've identified now limiting decisions that you've got in your life, get excited, because that means that we're on our way to a breakthrough. Now, there's one more thing that I want you to do, and that is to look over the pages marked 3 year, 1 year, 6 months, and 3 months, and just take a look at anything that was out there that you didn't want to have happen in your future. I want you to go through those pages and circle those things that you didn't want to have happen. So take 1 minute to do that right now. Ready, go. So just go ahead and turn back to those pages. 3 years, 1 year, 6 months, and 3 months. And look, anything that's out there that you don't want to have happen, just circle those things. Identify them. That way we know what we get to break through. Circle the things out there that you don't want. All right, well done. Good work. Now, we've been taking a look at limiting decisions as well as your unconscious expectations of the future. And I applaud you for the work that you've been doing, because a lot of people aren't willing to look at themselves and look at their own limitations. You're in the top 1% of people out there because of this willingness. And it's this level of willingness to look at yourself that will allow you to break through the limitations of the past so that you can forge new futures and forge new dreams. So congratulations. Now, get excited about the new possibilities that will begin to unfold for you now as your unconscious can begin to focus on new solutions so you can grasp a more compelling future. And until the next CD, always remember that if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.